When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
How are you?
Happy Tuesday.
You know what? Every single day for like 16 years now, I have been creating a podcast. And that takes a lot of creativity. Lots of folks ask me how I do it. And I said, you know, it's not about being creative. It's about capturing the ideas so that when you sit down to do your work, you don't have to start from a blank page. I'm going to share that with you today. If you're the kind of person who says, I knew I had an idea last week, where did it go? We'll chat about that. It is the Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com, the positive boost you need every single day. If you've got somebody you'd like to share the show with, I set up an easy link for you. Just send them to dailyboostpodcast.com/listen. Take them right to the show. They can subscribe there if they'd like to. I appreciate you being here. It's kind of crazy, the creativity thing. You know, here's the thing. When I sit down to do my work, and I think, let me back up a second. Almost everybody I speak with, whether it's creativity in terms of being, you know, creative or creatively building the life they want, they miss the little details. They miss those gems that pop up from time to time. These are the things that are, when your default brain is working, meaning you're just kind of doing what you do and your brain is just running thoughts and you come up with a lot of really good ideas. Most people, when it comes time to sit down and do the work or make the change, forget all the good ideas they thought about. So that's what today's show is all about, capturing those ideas. How are you? My name is Scott Smith. I'm the founder and the chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. Happy to have you here today. Oh, I did want to mention that our YouTube channel goes up very soon. There's some old videos now. If you want to see me younger with darker hair, go check it out. There's like 5 videos there. They're going to go away very soon. Just go to youtube.com/dailyboostpodcast. The new shows arrive very, very soon. So let's get to creativity and how to be more creative at work or play or in life. In the years that I've done this, and I've done this creativity stuff since I was 18, 17, a long, long time, radio, broadcast, film, TV, the whole thing. But I've done over 10,000 podcasts, and it doesn't matter what I've done. Every single thing is begun with the written word. It goes on paper somewhere or on the computer somewhere. It gets written down. My mouth and my fingers are undoubtedly the most exercised part of my body. Although lately I've been hitting the gym more, so it's catching up a little bit. But it has given me a lot of opportunities to learn how to keep my words flowing so I can create what I want to create almost endlessly with just always having something to want to talk about or to do. So you may have found yourself sitting in front of a blank screen of a computer. Have you ever done that? Praying for motivation. Please, where's my inspiration? Come on, words, come to me. Is it writer's block? Maybe. Could happen. Is it procrastination or you don't want to do it? Possibly. Maybe you stayed up late watching Netflix, binging something. You're like, tired, I can't write. Force yourself to get out of bed at 4 a.m. to write the Great American Novel, and it ain't happening because you didn't get enough sleep. In any case, here's a really simple solution to always having a starting point. You ready? Exactly what I do every single day. Let me stop for just a second and tell you this. Again, I create, and I always have ideas, and I always have paperwork. So let me dive into this for you, how I do it. Number one, any project I need to wrap my head around. So if it's a book, if it's a podcast, it doesn't matter. It could be a social media post. Could be a project with my kids or my wife. Makes no difference. It always begins by capturing the ideas that flow into my mind throughout the day. Now, it makes sense, right? But you'd be surprised how many people miss those little ideas. So I want to train you today to pay attention as the ideas pop, as you're at the grocery store, as you're at the stoplight, you're just kind of going through your day, and you got stuff on your mind, and you're working out solutions in your mind. Your subconscious mind is going to work. It's just kind of back there buzzing in the background. Every now and then, a little idea will pop up. Could be very small. Could be a word or two. That's all it takes. I can turn my radio off and take a 20-minute drive in my car, and I have a treasure trove of usable nuggets. These days, I'll ride my motorcycle, jump on the big Road King, and head off to LA Fitness here in Port Orange, Florida. And it's only maybe a 10, 12 minute drive for me. It's not very far. In that amount of time, no radio, just me, my windshield, my helmet. Man, I come up with great ideas. Here's my problem. I have to remember those ideas until I get to the parking lot. But as soon as I get there, what I do is I make a notation. Now, I use Asana. It's a project management software. Is that what they call it? Yeah. I use that. And the reason I use that is because I can tuck the idea away. I can hit plus, type a couple words for the idea. Boom, there it is. There's no organizing. There's no editing. There's no rewriting. I grab the thought out of thin air. I make a note of it. Boom, just like that. I put it away and I don't worry about it. I go work out. So this is where the magic happens. I actually had some clients talking to me about the other day, and because I work on lots of different projects, and they say, well, how do you, you know, get the project figured out? Some really crazy framework, some things that have hundreds and hundreds of ideas in it. How do you keep all that? I said, well, here's what happens. Early on, maybe a year ago, I know what I want to be working on, and I start capturing those ideas one or two words at a time, just like I told you. Then when I get to the point that I think I want to work on these things, I open up a document. You can use Evernote, use Apple Notes, whatever you use. It doesn't matter. I open up a single document and I take all those little pieces, those little things, those little nuggets, those little gems, and I put them in that single document. And there it sits. And it's in that second incubation area. Time passes, maybe months pass, but I'm still putting stuff in there. And when I have some time and I want to get a little bit creative, but I'm not ready to jump in all the way, I jump into that single document and I start making sense of it. I move it around. I add a format to it. Maybe give it a table of contents, whatever, just kind of whatever's going on. Not really working at it very hard yet. But one day, there is going to come a time when I need to get it done. Deadline is coming, or I just want to launch something. I just want to get out and launch a new program, help some folks. There's going to come a day when that happens. So here's what happens. I go to that document, I pull it out, look at all this stuff. And I will tell you this, probably 80% of the work that I would have to do on that document is already in there. I've done it over a period of weeks or months or even years. I have it all there. Sometimes just days, by the way. It doesn't have to be forever. I've got it all thought out. I didn't miss any of the thoughts along the way. I didn't have to force myself. I didn't have to get out a whole bunch of, you know, whiteboards and figure it out. I figured it out while I was living my life. And then I take about 15 minutes. And I look at it, review all that creative genius. I toss out what is not relevant. Because when I'm ready to go to work, now I have a mission, an outcome. I know what I want to do. And some of that stuff is just out of here. So I get rid of that. I take a very simple outline of what I want to do, and I get to it. That's kind of it. And I have to tell you, when you do that, when you start with that, you'll start with virtually the entire project complete. Now, a lot of folks already do this, but I'm telling you, from a guy who was in radio and TV and all the stuff that I've done over the years, you wonder how somebody could do 6 days a week of broadcast, 4 or 5 hours a day, and always have a fresh idea and always have a way to be able to be creative and something to keep the audience engaged. I just gave you one of the biggest tricks and the biggest secrets you'll ever learn. If you want to go on radio or podcast or something like that, it will work for you. So tomorrow morning, if you have a blank screen, don't worry about it. As you go through your day today, just, you know, capture the ideas, run it past a few people. If you see something on TV that captures your attention, just write it down. Keep on doing it. And one day you'll be so inspired. And when you do sit down and you look at your genius over the past months or years or weeks or days, whatever it happens to have been, you will be blown away by how much you already have done and how much you have accomplished in a very short period of time. Hey, if you'd like to hang out with some very cool people, go to Daily Booze Facebook. Go to dailyboozepodcast.com/Facebook. You can join our Facebook group. We'd love to have you there. Now, what's going to come up tomorrow? We have a big week. I know it's a vacation week for a couple of folks, a lot of folks. I'm taking some time off, but pre-recording. Tomorrow, Easy Good Habits. The next day, the secret to setting the right goals. And when we get to Friday, why, I'm going to implore you not to be trying to be perfect every single day. Somebody just said, you talking to me? Yeah, I'm talking to you. Stop being perfect. We'll get into that Friday. Show you how to get a little bit more done, be a little bit happier. In the meantime, have a great day. I'll see you tomorrow right here on the Daily Boost.